Welcome to MadTech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. And today, we're diving into some interesting developments in the ad tech world. First up, WhatsApp is preparing to introduce ads on its status screen. Similar to Instagram stories, you'll soon see ads interspersed between status updates. Meta's emphasizing that they won't be using personally identifiable information, like your phone number or messages, to target these ads. But if you've linked your WhatsApp to Meta's account center, those preferences might just influence what you see. Next, Sainsbury's is set to launch an AI-powered retail media platform called Nectar 360 Pollen. This platform is designed to streamline how brands plan, activate, and measure their campaigns. With generative AI, it helps brands create hyper-targeted campaigns and includes a multi-touch attribution model to analyze the impact of each media touchpoint. Moving on, Amazon has announced its integration with Disney Advertising's real-time ad exchange, Drax. This partnership allows advertisers to combine Disney's audience intelligence with Amazon's commerce signals. Brands can now align Disney's audience data with browsing, streaming, and purchasing insights from Amazon. Lastly, AdNet Zero has released an updated version of its Global Media Sustainability Framework, introducing new standards for greenhouse gas emissions measurement across 6 media channels: digital, TV, OOH, print, audio, and cinema. This framework offers a unified approach to calculating carbon emissions, giving advertisers a consistent baseline for reporting and reducing their carbon footprint. That's all for today's MadTech Daily. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more ad tech and media updates.